USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Kremlin said on Thursday it was pleased with what it called a positive summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden, putting out a joint statement that reiterated the need to avoid nuclear war as significant. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said Thursday his committee has opened discussions to consider a $6 trillion budget reconciliation proposal. Sanders said the package would include provisions to expand Medicare, lower prescription drug prices, and possibly address immigration. The World Bank has rejected the government of El Salvador's request to help the country implement Bitcoin as legal tender. The international lender's rejection could hinder El Salvador's goal of making the digital currency accepted across the country within 3 months. Thanks for listening, and TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Will cyber attacks against the United States stop since the summit? Dan Naraki reports.
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks against American companies that originated in Russia. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia will do anything about them. She tells CNBC the meeting likely won't motivate Russia to stop hacking.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction. Having said that,
we are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Google has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in the United States. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services, such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products.
Google was founded September 4, 1998 in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is between San Jose and San Francisco, California. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.